What's up, Flomies? Guess what today is? Today is the launch of my Deep Thoughts book and planner. In it are favorites from the podcast, plus you can fill out the lessons, put pen to paper, map out your goals, have weekly, monthly goals. It's not a 2019 planner. It's a right now planner, and it goes on sale in 5 minutes. So if you want to get your hands on one of these, I don't know how quickly they'll sell out, but just go to ranchdressin.com. Be sure to use code Fallon to get an additional 20% off. And I figured, why not do a podcast on my way home so that we can kick this thing off just right. So let's talk about kindness. Okay, so here's the subject that I want to talk about, and that is kindness and weakness. I think that there are a lot of people who are super kind. I think that there are people that can be very weak. And I have to tell you, I think that the majority of the times where I wanted to express my kindness, I was being weak. I do find myself, as I'm being kind with a little bit more maturity, having been taken advantage of in so many different types of ways at this point, and genuinely finding a place where I actually don't care about opinions. Before, I think I just would say it and say, oh, I don't care about this. I don't care what they think. I don't care about this. I don't care about that. But actually getting to a spot in my life where I can genuinely say, I'm going to make that decision because it's the best decision for me and my family. It's the best decision for me and my career. It's the best decision for me and my friends. It's the best decision for me and my brand, regardless of the backlash. I am finding that, one, there's a lot of freedom in that. Two, I think that I thought that I was doing that before when I would just say, oh, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Yeah, you care. And I'm sure you care too when someone says something or starts something or does something. But I just want to talk about me finally finding a place where my kindness isn't actually weakness. Because before I would say, oh, I'm being taken advantage of because my kindness is being thought of as weakness. Because my kindness was weakness. And that's why. And I want you to take a look at your life. I want you to reflect on that for just a second and think, is your kindness weakness? It's a really crazy place, and I think that we mature in layers. And I don't think that we can just zap ourselves into the next dimension and be who we wish ourselves to be in 5 minutes. I think that the purpose of our lives and our journey is to be super fulfilling, and I think that we become more fulfilled as we learn and grow. And I think that when we take a minute to stop and reflect and see where we've come and how far we've come over the past 6 months, a year, or 5 years, we start to understand how far we can go. And now looking back, I'm like, oh yeah, that did happen because my kindness was weakness. I didn't stand up for myself in that time or that position, and I didn't do everything. That person maybe didn't take advantage of me. Maybe I didn't create a boundary. Maybe I wasn't clear with my intentions. Maybe I didn't ask the right questions. And I'm just doing a little bit more self-reflecting, especially because this is a really cool day where, you know, this book is going to land and you're going to have it in your hands and we can kind of go through this together. And it's just super sentimental to me. I guess that's what's making me think about it a little bit more. But I do think that some of us, our kindness is weakness. I used to feel the need of everyone around me to reassure them of how much I was appreciative of them and reassure them how great they were. And I forget that in my case, I was the boss, or I am the boss, and I'm exchanging money for someone's time, which means that not everything has to be a thank you so much for, you know, wearing the brand or doing this or doing that. You know, a lot of what I am doing, I had meddled the point of being a boss, which you know, when you go to work, you have a uniform and you're supposed to be there for a certain amount of time. And this very human dynamic of me going, thank you so much for, you know, spending so much time on this. Fallon, you paid them for that. So there has been a lot of me kind of doing a lot of self-discovery with what the difference is. And let me just tell you what I discovered. The discovery for me was constantly feeling the need to reassure someone that they were doing a great job. And I think I was doing that because I secretly wanted someone to tell me that I was heading the right direction. Because when you're steering a ship, you don't always, and you don't have a map, you don't really know if you're going the right direction. So without someone going, oh, that design's really cool, or that looked really good on that shirt, great color combo, or you did really good at your last rodeo, or the podcast seemed like they're doing really well, without getting that feedback from my closest friends or my employees or both, you can find yourself kind of going around going, hey, you're doing a really great job. Hey, you're doing a really great job. Hey, you're doing a really great job. And I finally figured out that it's me being thirsty of needing that kind of conversation back to me. So I start overwatering the plants around me, trying to create rain for myself. And that is something that I bet you have done in your history. Let me tell you how I know, because I get a lot of DMs from you guys, which I love. So if you love this podcast, please make sure to hit me up in the DMs, because it makes my whole year. Because I am a thirsty little cactus sometimes and need you guys to tell me that everything is going in the right direction, that you do love what I'm putting out. And that way I know to keep doing it. But a lot of you guys are in a relationship or have been in a relationship or are about to be in a relationship. And ladies, you will go out and buy him a bunch of gifts, and you will pay for dinner, and you will rearrange your schedule for him. And then you will DM me later and say, I think this guy is cheating on me, or I think he doesn't love me as much as I love him, et cetera, et cetera. That's because, boo-boo, you never allowed him to show his true colors. Stay thirsty. Stay thirsty, shut your mouth, and see how that person reacts. Give them the appropriate amount of watering. Water someone as much as they're willing to water you, and see what they actually do. They actually show up like my friends do, and they actually give you feedback like my friends do, and they actually tell you what's going on like my friends do. You know they're your friends. But if you're constantly bending over backwards for someone that doesn't pour back into your life, it's going to hurt really bad. So let's talk about this guy again, because you may be right smack in the middle of this. You bought him gifts. His job as the man is to be the hunter, is to provide. And if you take that away from him, you could squash his ego. Or worse yet, you could not figure out if he actually is the kind of guy that wants to be a provider for you later on in life. And if you're really wanting to contemplate marriage and kids and things like that, you need someone that if they hit the lottery for the Mega Millions, wouldn't run off and replace your tail. You need to know that you are with someone that's first thought is, how can I make our lives better? What is with we, us, instead of such an I person? You'll never know if you keep smothering that person with all sorts of things that they may not be willing to do back to you. I hope that this all makes sense. In your friendships, what you may get is a person that's willing to drain you of your time with talking to you on the phone about this dramatic situation or that dramatic situation. And you spend your time and all your minutes and your data plans and your whatever else, and you're talking to this person all the time. And then on moving day, you got a few boxes and you need their help, and they just all of a sudden ghost you. So all the hours you spent on the phone with them, now all of a sudden they can't pick up for you. Now all of a sudden you're going through something and they can't answer the phone. I'm just letting you know, pour into someone as much as they're willing to pour into you. It'll make your life so much easier. And recognize when you're the thirsty one. I just was so vulnerable with you guys and let you guys know how thirsty I think that I've been in the past. So thirsty. No one's fault but my own. No one's. No one's fault. So I'm learning from that. And every single time I learn, I want to pour into you. If no one has poured back into you lately, if no one has told you lately that you're worth that, if no one is making you a priority, if no one's making you understand that you are worth their time, just know that I spent my day today thinking about what it is that maybe you needed, thinking about what this lesson could do to your life, thinking about how maybe this could change the relationships around you so that you can get the life that you deserve. If no one has done it for you today, understand that there's someone out there that cares. And I hope that this moves you. I hope that this, if nothing more, got you through your cardio, got you through your drive, got you through your day a little bit smoother. If this has added value to you in some way, let me know. Hit me up in the DMs. I live for those moments. And if you love the podcast, I would love for you to get your hands on the Deep Thoughts book, which is the podcast in a hardcover with a planner so you can get your life together, get everything planned out, and use code Fallon at checkout at ranchdressin.com where you'll be able to get this book. I'm so excited to be able to offer this to you guys. I hope that it makes your Christmas brighter. I hope that you can offer these to your friends as gifts. And yeah, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And just know, keep your head up. You will not always be so thirsty. Other people will water you right when you need it. I love you guys. I'll see you next time.